With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, guys. As I promised in a previous episode, I am going to be doing this episode on Conor Gallagher because we're coming to the end of the season with his loan spell is nearly at an end. So I thought that I would give my two pennies worth as to how he's been doing and also what kind of impression he's left on the squad. So of course Conor Gallagher came in at the beginning of the season, and obviously we had Patrick Vieira came in as well, you know, other players like Gehi and Anderson came in, and at that point we weren't really sure what we were going to expect. I mean, I certainly wasn't sure what I was going to get. I was honest about the fact that I thought it was going to be a really tough season. I thought we might have to be fighting relegation, but it's completely not been like that at all. We've played some fantastic football this season. And I think by and large, we've either been unlucky or we've just made a slip up at the end, and which has led to us drawing 14, 15 games this season, which I think in other times, you know, maybe next season, those 14 will become more wins than draws, and it will propel us up the table a little bit. But certainly we've had a fantastic season, and, a lot of the players that have come in have proved to be fantastic signings for us. I mean, Gehi and Anderson have got a really good partnership now at the back, and Mitchell was at the back. He's playing very well. Right back, I think, is still a bit of an issue for us. Ward is obviously a good player and he's played majority of this season, but he is getting older. Klein is a good replacement for him, I think, if the time comes. But he, you know, he's not a young player either. So it may be that we need to think about strengthening that area. But in general, I think the players that we brought in have been fantastic. Edouard, I don't think he's really had the kind of run in the team that's going to allow him to score regularly. Mateta seems to be the one that Vieira wants to pick at the moment, which is fine. You know, he played really well in the last game, and he's played well all season. You know, he holds the ball up really well. He tries to play players in. He's not afraid to take a shot, and he's one of those reactionary strikers that I think we've been needing to have, a bit of a poacher. You know, he's happy to go and get in there and get himself in the thick of things. So I think he's played really well. So over in general, I think we've done fantastic with the players we brought in this season. And one of those, of course, is Conor Gallagher, who, as you all know, is on loan from Chelsea at the moment. Couldn't play in the FA Cup because of that. And he's played something like 30 out of 34 games for us this season, which is amazing. And his energy is just phenomenal. I mean, he runs all over the park. I mean, he's... You know, when you watch him on the pitch, you know, he just runs, he chases people down, he chases balls down, he tries to get in and tackle and get the balls off people and then starts to play in other people. And I think he's just had a really good season overall for us. And he looks like he's enjoying himself. I mean, when you look at the things that he's done for the foundation and other things he does, you know, he seems to really enjoy his time here at Crystal Palace. I mean, during the FA Cup semi-final that we lost to Chelsea, afterwards, he came onto the pitch and was clapping the Palace supporters, and I think that was a really great touch. I mean, he didn't have to do that. You know, there were Chelsea fans there. He didn't have to do that at all, but he did. He came on and clapped the fans, and it was brilliant to see it. And I think that he's enjoying himself at the club. I think he's playing in a role which I think he is naturally very good at, and he has a great relationship with Gehi, obviously, being a former Chelsea man himself. So, you know, he's got a lot of good vibes going on at the club, and I think that, I would hope certainly that if it was left up to him that he would want to stay. But of course, it isn't up to him. It's up to Chelsea and Tuchel, you know, whether they're going to allow him to stay or not. I know that they have spoken to Patrick Vieira about this, and they said that he said that he doesn't know. And I'll just quote this. It says, "At the moment, what is important for Conor and for us is to finish the season well, and then we'll see what will happen. But something I can tell you is that he is enjoying himself with us and we are glad to have him." And I think if we do manage to keep hold of him, I think he will be an integral part, as he has been this season, in Vieira's lineup. I think he's going to get a lot of games. He's in the England frame for the Qatar World Cup. I think he's in the frame for that, as is Gehi. possibly even Mitchell. So, you know, it's not as though he's playing for us, he's not getting the opportunities to play for England, because he is. And Gareth Southgate has proved that he's not worried about picking Palace players or players from lower in the league if they're playing well. So, you know, I think he's in a fantastic point in time at the moment. You know, if he stays with Palace, he's going to get regular football, he's going to be in the shop window, so that, you know, maybe in a year or two he can move on to another club, maybe a bigger club. He's still in the frame for England, so as long as he keeps up his good performances, I think he's still going to get picked for England. I think it's a win-win for Conor Gallagher personally. I think he's got everything going for him at Crystal Palace, and the fans love him. I mean, there have been some people who have said that he's a bit overrated and that he hasn't had the best second half of the season that he had to the first half. And I would say that's probably slightly, there's a point to that in some cases. He hasn't quite had the same impact second half of the season that he had the first half of the season. But I think there are good reasons for that. Firstly, it's a long season and he's played a lot of games. Secondly, I think that he, you know, with any new player that comes into a squad, you know, other teams will look at that player and they'll be like, okay, so he's a threat. We'll try and do something to minimise his threat in the club. And I think that is what's happened to Conor Gallagher. People have looked at him and thought, okay, so he's a threat. What can we do to neutralise him? And I think that's probably what's happening. You know, Palace are now playing really good football, and we've seen this season already that clubs are starting to think about tactics to neutralise our play, stop us playing, stop us creating. And it's worked a couple of times this season. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why he hasn't had such an effective second half to the season, is that managers and teams are starting to see his potential in there and how they can stop him from getting the ball and scoring goals. But I think he's been fantastic, and I think that if he stays with the club, he will only continue to improve and continue to score goals, which is, of course, something that we desperately want for next season. We've scored quite a few goals. We've got a plus goal difference this season, which we haven't had for a long time. And I think he's an integral part of that, you know. But what do you think? Do you feel that Conor Gallagher should stay with Crystal Palace next season? Do you think that he should? Do you think that he's good enough to come and stay with us and have a regular part in the side? Or do you feel that he's completely hyped and overrated and that we should get someone else in? What do you think? What have you thought about him this season? How's your impression of him been this season? Do you think that he has been instrumental in the way that we've been successful this year? Or, you know, the milestones that we've achieved this year? Or do you think that perhaps another player or a different combination of players could perhaps do the same thing, if not better? It'd be important to find out very quickly the situation with Conor Gallagher. We don't want it lingering on until the end of the summer, because that's not going to do anybody any good. Hopefully we can get this sorted out rather quickly. But again, you are the guys that are the opinions out there, and it's your opinion that I want. So let me know what you think in the comments, either on the YouTube video if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're watching it as a podcast, comment on my post about this episode. Let me know what you think about Conor Gallagher and whether his future at Palace is worth it. Is it going to be worth it? Thank you for joining me. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.